Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robes, sitting on the side, on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been risen. He is not here. Look there in the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of them to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for fear and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. You can come, start coming up. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, kids, I need your help. Because we're going to have to take a walk. So everybody come up here. So do you remember how our gospel lesson started this morning? Early in the morning, some women got together. And they started traveling towards the tomb where Jesus was laid to rest. And so, come on, let's walk together. You're going to come with me? We're going to walk this way. So they began to walk. And I imagine their conversation was about what was happening and what had taken place. Come on, walk with me. They were scared too. And they were talking about what happened, how Jesus was hung on the cross, how he died, how he was taken down from the cross, how they laid him in the tomb and they rolled this big stone in front of the tomb. But as they got to the tomb, they saw what? The tomb was open. There was nothing blocking the doorway. Come on, come see, come see. You don't even know I set you up for this. And they looked inside, and there was a man sitting here. And it wasn't Jesus. And the man looked out and said, "You came here looking for Jesus. He's not here. April Fools! You've been tricked." But it's not even a trick. It's God's amazing power that he is not here, but he's waiting for you in Galilee because God is so amazing. And it's beyond reason. Keep on listening. But because you made this long walk with me, I have something to give you. So everybody come up. You made this long walk. Take an Easter egg and go back. Oh, just one. Be careful. Just one. There's plenty. There is plenty. Take an Easter egg. Go ahead and take an Easter egg. Take an Easter egg. Take an Easter egg. There you go. Go ahead and take an Easter egg. Go ahead. Take an Easter egg. You get one? You want to take an Easter egg? Mommy can take one for you. Okay, you can go back to your seats. And so just like the story, they see that the tomb is empty, but this man's sitting there. And they leave, they run off in terror and amazement, filled with fear. Because the reason has failed them. Absolutely failed them. They knew what they were going to do at that tomb. They had the spices, they had all the linens and the wrappings with them. They were prepared to do a task that women normally do with the dead. And their reason failed them. And so they ran off, filled with this terror, but also filled with this amazement of what did they just see? What just took place in front of them? Luther tells us in the explanation to the third article of the Creed that we cannot by our own reason come to understand what Christ has done for us. And I think this even extends beyond the cross, but also into the tomb. Because that makes no sense. There should have been a body there. We understand how death works. He was killed in front of us. And so they ran, filled with this terror and amazement. And this is what we're left here with Mark. This is the oldest gospel text written. And this is the end of it. And so there are add-ons to this Mark text, but they are all added on after these oldest, most original texts are written. And so we're left with the women running away, afraid, filled with terror and amazement. And so what does this give us? Well, it gives us terror. What do we do with terror? What do we do when we have such fear inside of us that we don't know what to do with? How do we deal with that? I think sometimes we bottle it up. What did they do? They didn't say anything. I mean, that's abnormal for things that happen in the gospel. I mean, we read so many times when somebody interacts with Jesus, interacts with that power of Jesus, what happens? Jesus says, go ahead, go, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody what happened. But what ends up happening? They go and tell everybody. They tell everybody what took place. What this amazing man did in front of them. And we get this total flip that takes place here. That they see the power of God right in front of them. They get given the proclamation, go tell. And what happens? In the fullness of Jesus, this power in this empty tomb, they're closed in. They're silent. And they run off, filled with this terror, filled with this fear. Because this guy was talking before. He was in the flesh before. He was with us before. Oh no, everything he said was true. Everything he said is taking place. And so what happens if we actually, 2,000 years later, embrace the fact that the experience of the women at the tomb actually took place? I mean, this is a question posed to me by Dr. Caroline Lewis while we were in seminary. What do we actually do with that message? If the women at the tomb, if their message, what they experienced, actually took place, well, then we're left just like the women at the tomb. We're left walking away from this day, from our experience with Christ, filled with this sense of terror because we've been pulled into this. We've been pulled in to this narrative of this man who has died for us and has shown the full power of God by raising him from the dead. And that means we're called to something huge. But not just left in terror, but left in amazement. I mean, just utterly amazed at what this God can do for us in our life. What this God can actually do for the world. Can transform everything in one simple act. Leaving a tomb that they knew a body was in, empty. It means that we can look at violence and say, we're sick of violence. We're done with it. We want to protect our kids. We want to protect our neighborhoods. We want to protect our white kids and our black kids and our Latino kids. We're sick of this violence. And so even those of us who love firearms need to think about ways that we can protect them more. That we're sick and tired. That human trafficking happens in our country. And that one of the highways that runs through Indiana is one of the leading highways for human trafficking. And that in this power, we're not going to stand for this anymore. That life matters to us. That life mattered to our God so much that he defeated death and that we have to bring an end to this. That in a country so powerful as ours, how can children go to sleep hungry? That we have to be willing to say that if our God is this powerful, omnipotent being who can raise the dead, our children shouldn't go to bed hungry. None of them. We should find a way to take care of this. This is the transformative power of the tomb. This is what happens when the women look in and they see a man sitting there. And the man goes, you're here looking for Jesus, aren't you? Yeah, he's not here. He's not here. Because what he said was true. He's in Galilee. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for the others. Our Lord is no longer in the tomb. He is here in West Lafayette waiting for us. What's your response? Are you running towards him? Are you running towards him? And as you run, are you filled with a sense of fear, a sense of terror, but also this deep sense of amazement of what has happened to us? What has changed us? What defies all reason? But what calls us to greater things? Brothers and sisters, in Christ, the tomb is empty. Alleluia!
Alleluia.
All right, I know we're a little bit Lutheran, and so we're going to do that again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the tomb is empty. Alleluia!
Alleluia!
live this day and every day forward, trusting that what the women experienced at the tomb is true and transformative in your life today and moving forward to affect real change in our community, in our country, and in our world. Amen.